The Mental Spa, broadcasting live, well, almost, from a converted laboratory in Cheshire to cities and countries across the globe. Panama, Mumbai, Switzerland, Slovenia, California, Sydney, Texas, Berlin, Tallinn, and Leicester.
We broadcast in a unique way. We never actually meet, do we, David?
No, we'd rather not.
Oh, no, he smells. He's broadcasting right now from a cave somewhere in Leeds.
The Dave Cave.
Yep. And I'm in a converted lavatory in Cheshire.
And on this week's show, we've got all your favourites. We've got If Only I'd Said, Mummy, I Had a Bad Thought, Procrastinator's Corner, and many of your other favourites.
Mental Spa News.
So what have you been up to this week, Dave?
This week, I have invented a new game.
Go on.
My new game
is... It's not that funny kind of naked twister thing that you suggested to your boss, is it, again?
No. Poor old Jerry. He wouldn't go for that. Or maybe he would. Yeah, he has a caravan. People who have caravans are very strange. Anyway, yeah, my new game is finding a chav bloke that doesn't have his hands down his pants. why do they need to have their hands down the pants?
Maybe it's a comfort thing.
They can be stood there waiting for a bus, hands down the pants. Walking down the street, hands down the pants. On the phone, hands down the pants. So I am throwing this wide open to anyone who can find a chav with his hands down his pants in a funny situation, just randomly. I don't know why it is. Why did they do it? I mean, it's not even cold at the minute. I can understand if it's cold. You put your hands down your pants, you know, as a young lad you do. You know, not as like a 25-year-old bloke with your socks over your trackies. So that's all I've done this week.
That's all you've done. Is look at men with hands down the pants, David. I really think you need to get out more, mate.
Possibly. Yeah, so,
and hunt them down.
Yeah, so I want.
Is your girlfriend worried about you?
Not yet. Oh, and she does listen, by the way, just for the record. I got a
you didn't
right,
think she did you?
No, I got a right ear full last week. Her computer at work now has speakers.
No, the whole office heard.
Yes. So we had a few choice words. It's for shits and giggles, Em. Shits and giggles.
She's called Emma as well, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
It's not me.
No.
No, we're not. We don't have a physical relationship, do we?
We don't, I'm afraid. So what have you been up to, Em?
Well, I've been away.
You've been away?
Briefly.
Yeah, you...
Well, 2 days off.
Where'd you go?
I went to a happy, happy time I had.
A happy, happy time?
Yeah, great time.
Have you been sarcastic?
No. It was great.
So what else have you been up to?
I've voiced fascinating the potpourri of vocal opportunities I get in a week. I've voiced a training course for Dutch air conditioning engineers.
Wow.
So what I can't tell you about cooling systems, high velocity units, it's just
did
not
you
worth knowing.
Did you have to do it in a Dutch accent like Steve McLaren did?
Regrettably, no.
Did you see that Steve McLaren interview?
No.
Because he's you know, the old England manager?
Yeah.
He's taken over a team in Holland and he's randomly put on this accent where he sounds a little bit Dutch. It's ridiculous.
Is it because he needs to be understood by the Dutch?
He just randomly skips English words out. It's just brilliant. You'll have to look that up. It's on Facebook.
I'd love to hear a bit of that, actually. Can you get hold of a bit of it, Dave?
I will be. It's on YouTube somewhere.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
So what's this week's If Only I'd Said, then, Em?
Well, this week I was in a shop, right, at the holiday resort where I was staying with the kids, you know, queuing up for a pasty.
Like
right?
You
I've
do.
Been there ages. Clearly there, me, the kids. The woman serving, she was going so slowly, I began to wonder if she had a neurological condition.
Oh, dear.
Then, right, she'd finished serving the person in front of me and she said, "Who's next?" And then, right, some ham-faced stockbroker pillock said, "That'll be me." And he queue-jumped.
For a pasty.
For a pasty. I didn't say anything at the time, preferring to retain a serene and dignified facade.
Obviously.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I'd said something. I felt bitter about it. You know, things prey on your mind, don't they? And I thought, I wish I'd have spoken up. So here's my if only I'd said. Right. This is how it would have gone. The shop assistant would have said, "Who's next?" And the man would have said,
"That'll be me, then."
And I would have said, "No, it won't, you selfish, lantern-jawed, purple-faced, bald knob. It's my turn to twat off. And if you don't like that, you can stick your plastic wedge, when you get it, which is going to be after me, actually, up your massive Range Rover-driving arse, you pillock. And while we're at it, have you considered teaching your squint-eyed, pug-ugly kids the social protocol of turn-taking? Or do you want them to grow up to be as socially autistic as you are, you big Burke?"
And do you think it has stayed for all that?
No.
I think it appeared and left then, Eb. But yeah, very good. That was a very well articulated, abusive drivel that you just threw it in there.
You see, in my fantasy, I would never actually say that because I'm a very nice person.
Of course you are.
Procrastinator's Corner.
Well, I keep putting off, right, getting excited about the London Olympics in 2012.
You're not bothered.
About you, Dave.
Yeah.
I can't get excited about it, not feeling revved up. Because after the Chinese spectacle of thousands of what largely terrified political prisoners line dancing, what are we going to have our opening ceremony? Because we're not very good at it. Oh, we're not good at organising stuff. I mean, it'll just be Paula Radcliffe with a sparkler. Or Sir Steve Redgrave in a chicken suit break dancing. Or maybe, right, this is my almost dead cert this is going to happen. We'll have Boris Johnson, right, dressed as Boadicea, reciting the words to Jerusalem.
Genius. Your favourite that you dream about. Good old Boris Johnson.
His big pink skin.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was this week, someone said in The Independent that the Chinese have built 3 metro lines in roughly the same period that it takes... That it takes transport for London to repair an escalator.
I couldn't possibly comment on anything Transport for London does, David, for fear of sparking an international media frenzy. So
obviously not, no.
Leave it there, Dave.
Absolutely, we wouldn't want to touch that with a barge pole.
Nope.
And now it's time for Mummy, I Had a Bad Thought. Yes, like one of those hoodie emo kid types who want to kill their parents and stuff. Emma and Dave discuss their dark thoughts.
Okay, Emma, so have you had any bad thoughts this week?
I have.
Go on then.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Well, I read that according to well-placed sources in Whitehall, right, the empty fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square in London is being kept free for a statue of the Queen riding a horse.
Wow.
Which is going to be commissioned after her death. And I thought, why can't we have a statue of her riding a badger? Indigenous species, you know. Or maybe Prince Philip, you know, British. Endangered species. And it'd look funny.
Someone told me a fascinating fact about people that ride horses on statues.
Go on.
I think if both hoofs are back, you know, it's on its back legs.
Yes.
Did they die in battle?
They've died in battle.
And if it's got one hoof off the floor, it's...
Were they injured?
I think so, yeah. They might have been injured. This is fascinating.
And then if all 4 feet are on the floor, then they died of natural causes, is that right?
Which is really dull, which she'll probably do.
Yeah, she's not interesting artistic iconography.
She's not going to die in battle, is she?
No, I don't think so.
Send her over to Afghanistan on a horse. Sort that mess out, love.
But then I thought, how does the Queen feel about statues of herself? Because personally, I'd hate it. I'd want complete control over the design and what, you know, what cup size they were going to give
cup
me.
Cup size?
Yeah. But obviously, you know, she's going to be dead, bless her, unless they do it, you know, with her say-so.
While she's there.
Carks it. Yeah, you know. But she's not going to have the opportunity to approve the design, so who's going to get the responsibility of that? Do you think Prince Charles?
Who knows?
Maybe.
Possibly. How do they determine how old the person is when they're actually statuified?
I don't know.
Is that a word?
I don't know, because you would expect, wouldn't you, that maybe the young, shapely, glamorous persona, physique of the person to be forever encapsulated in stone or marble or whatever, would be, you know, looking the best.
You'd think so.
But that didn't happen to Queen Victoria, did it?
It didn't, no.
Eh?
Poor lass.
She looks like a walrus in a frock. So did you have any dark thoughts this week, Dave?
Just a couple. A Catholic organisation in Italy is trying to stop holidaymakers from skipping Mass by setting up an inflatable church on the beach. The bouncy church, which is 30 metres long and comes complete with an altar and confessional...
Bouncy church for the kings!
...was installed last week at Campo Marino on the Adriatic with a team of priests on hand. It's crack,
what was your bad thought?
Well, what would happen if you popped it? With a crown of thorns that you just find lying around. And what sound would it make?
Would it go, right? Would it go like that? Or would it go...
It's almost like we rehearsed that. That was off the cuff genius.
It so was.
Yeah. And surely inflatable bells aren't much good anyway.
Oh, hideous mental image came into my mind. Do you think they've got an on-site puncture repair kit?
Possibly. I mean, I hope it's air-conditioned, because if it's warm and you're on the beach in a inside an inflatable, it'd be like an oven.
It's going to smell of socks, isn't it?
Yeah. That's gross. And how serious can you take something that's called a bouncy church? I'm off to the bouncy church. You're off to the bouncy church. Are you really? It's ridiculous.
What else could they do to raise religious awareness at the seaside, I think?
What about hats?
Hats.
Kiss me quick hats. Kiss me quick, I'm celibate hats.
And instead of a fun fair, right, they could have a nun fair.
A nun fair. Oh, careful. Oh, cool. What sort of rides would there be at the nun fair, Em?
Donkey rides.
Not nun rides.
No.
Not nun rides. That'd be outrageous.
Gandhi floss.
Oh, my life. Is there any more? Come on, reel them off. Have you done?
Yeah.
You've done. Oh, you're a genius.
Dimmer of the week.
Have you got a dimmer of the week this week, Dave?
Yes, I have, actually. Continuing the inflatable theme.
Why not?
Why not? And a giant inflatable dog poo caused havoc last week, as it would, obviously, when it was blown from its mooring at a museum in Bern, Switzerland. The poo...
had a mooring.
It's actually called the poo. The poo by artist Paul McCarthy is the size of a house and brought down a power line and broke a window before coming to rest in a children's playground, as many dog poos tend to land.
So who's the dimmer, right? Is it Paul McCarthy, the artist, for actually being asked to make an inflatable dog poo in the first place? I mean, what interests me about this is, how do you know it's dog poo? I didn't realise that poo was species specific.
No.
When you look at it. Could you honestly, right, look at a poo, know it was a dog's?
Not really. Not unless it was a scale-sized poo.
Because I would imagine that most... Maybe I'm giving this too much thought, but maybe... maybe mammals of a certain size, maybe their faeces are largely similar.
Well, they are, aren't they?
I've not done much research, but...
maybe we should.
I don't know. Just a question there. Or maybe the dimmer is the burku loosened the knot.
Possibly.
Made it float away.
Possibly.
Or actually, you know, the people who bought and exhibited the poo in the first place.
Well, it sounds to me like Paul McCarthy ought to get himself a proper job instead of playing with poo anyway.
Yeah, for money.
Yeah. Quote of the week.
The quote of the week this week comes from comedian Joe Ansis, who's quoted in The Book Reporter. The only normal people are the ones you don't know very well.
I think that's true, actually. I've never known anybody normal.
Well, it's best not to, isn't it?
Maybe it says a lot about me.
Maybe it does. Maybe it's the people you surround yourself with, Em.
The Peter Dixon Relationship Workshop for the Emotionally Inadequate. Come with me into the Mental Spa Treatment Cubicle and let me get stuck into you.
I've just come home and found my anthropologist boyfriend in bed with my triplet lesbian sisters. He says it's part of an ongoing research project. To help, I've made contact with a remote tribe who do incest as a lifestyle. Should I book him a surprise trip to the Panamanian Basin to help his research?
What? Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I was miles away there. Yes, thinking about your sisters there. The lesbian sisters, triplets. Yes, that's three, isn't it? Yes, triplets. Naked, presumably, in bed. Odd that, because, triplets, particularly lesbian ones, aren't, renowned for being lovers of the cock. Still, where was I? I need a stiff drink, I think. Yes, as for the remote tribe, who do incest as a lifestyle, I think that's a marvellous idea. A surprise trip would be perfectly in order. In fact, why don't I email you my address, and you can make the booking for six. Yes, well, that's my summer taken care of. Nice. Remember, you lot, you can get in touch with the show by emailing on your computery type device. info@thementalspa.co.uk.
Okay, thanks for that, Dicko, and there'll be some more relationship advice next week. So what's your favourite news item of the week?
Well, this fascinated me, this story. After 2 years in jail, right, a man in the US became so fed up with his prison diet that he agreed to plead guilty to murder in exchange for a meal of Kentucky Fried Chicken,
Christ,
coleslaw and carrot cake.
What sort of... Seriously, so can he not...
Seriously, yeah. He's like, Tremaine Durham, right, shot a man dead during a row about a deal to buy an ice cream van.
I can understand that.
This week, he was given a life sentence, and as part of the plea bargain, a second feast, right, this one with an Italian theme. Unfortunately, the story didn't specify whether it was pizza-based or spaghetti, not sure. His next meal treat will actually not be for another 30 years.
Christ.
So he pleaded guilty just to get a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He should be on an advertising campaign for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Would you plead guilty for a Kentucky Fried Chicken? This man would. See him just as a lethal injection. He's like,
Kentucky Fried Chicken, good enough to kill for. It's ridiculous. But what would you choose, Dave, as your not your last meal, but as a meal treat if you were in prison?
Toad in the
murder.
Hole. I love Toad in the Hole. You can never have enough toad in the hole. There's nothing hilarious about it. It's genuine.
No.
I'm genuinely genuine about this, Em. Sausage, Yorkshire pudding. Oh, I watched that show about sausage the other night.
What show about sausage?
There was a show about sausage and it showed you what goes into a sausage.
Oof, eyes and arseholes.
Oh, everything but an arsehole, I think.
I don't want to know, actually.
Oh, but
I'm vegetarian, so fortunately.
Oh, of course.
Really,
because I was just going to ask you, are you a cheap sausage or an expensive sausage girl? Because there's a massive difference.
I'm a corn sausage girl. Does that count?
God, you don't even know what you're eating, you don't.
Textured vegetable protein.
At least mine's meat.
Braggart.
Right, my story for the just to round things off. Is a Puerto Rican man has been granted his last wish to remain standing even after death. Special embalming treatment was used on the corpse of the 24-year-old Angel Pantoja Medina to keep him on his feet for a three-day week. Dressed in his Yankees baseball cap and sunglasses, Pantoja was mourned by relatives while propped upright in his mother's living room. What? He said his brother Carlos told El Nuevo Dia newspaper he wanted to be happy standing.
No way.
Yes way. He wanted to be mummified with a baseball cap and sunglasses on his face.
Wonder if they've fixed him with a smile. What if he's waving?
Put a lollipop in his mouth.
Thumbs up sign.
That's outrageous.
I wonder if, actually, if it's possible to embalm people standing up, if actually I've walked past people.
Probably. What would your last wish be, Em? Do you think of
my
one?
Last wish? No, I can't say that. That's too sappy.
Oh. You see, it's quite a question. We should have thought about this before, really.
It is, actually, yeah. No, I was going to say that if I had... But what actually what you asked me was a different question. I was going to say if I had one wish that could be fulfilled, it would be for everybody to be mindful of everything they say, think and do.
Christ, we ought to be careful.
But that wasn't the question at all. My last wish, gosh, I don't know. Blimey. I know for sure that it wouldn't be to have a Kentucky Fried Chicken meal.
Really? What about McDonald's? No? Burger King? Corn King?
No.
McQuorn?
McQuorn.
I think I've got a target market there, Em. There's no Quorn takeaways, is there?
No. There's a reason for
many,
that.
Oh, is there? Bollocks. I thought I was in there. I thought I'd make my million. Maybe I should go on Dragon's Den.
I think you should. McQuorn.
McQuorn burger. And a Quorn King. And what else could... Kentucky Fried Quorn. What else could we have? Quorn Hut. I'm thinking about
You're
this
thinking
too much.
Thinking too much about it.
I'm already a millionaire. I'm already spending money here.
You've thought of the logo and everything.
Outtake of the week.
We'll take a break for some music in a moment or two. We'll also get the starting prices on all the winning horses here at Redcar, and we'll take a look back at what's been a fucking fantastic day of fun and frolicking and what's the word I'm looking for, Len?
Fun.
Fun! That's a great word. A day of fun down here at the races.
The Mental Spa, a mud wrap for your mind, with Emma Clark and Dave Witts.
Thanks for downloading this week's Mental Spa. We'll be back next week, won't we, Dave?
We certainly will.
Please feel free to get in touch with any feedback, hopes, fears, dreams, wishes, last meal requests at info@thementalspa.co.uk.
If you're even half interested, go on the interweb type thing on your computer box and look up www.thementalspa.co.uk. I guarantee you will be disappointed.